Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Surely by now you've seen the story of the shark attacks that happened in South Carolina. There's also one in Florida. Everybody is up in arms, and especially with weekends coming up where people want to go play on the beach. Have no fear, Texas A&M is here. A Texas A&M at Galveston expert who says the drive to the beach is far more dangerous as are peanuts or getting stung by a bee or hit by lightning as you're on the way to the sand. The keepers of all things shark attacks, the Florida Museum of Natural History, say that between 1959 and 2010, 1,970 people were killed by lightning, compared to 26 shark fatalities. In Texas, during that same time, 213 people were killed by lightning, while only one shark attack death occurred. Going as far back as 1911, only two shark-related deaths have been reported, one in Galveston County, one in Cameron County. No doubt, your chance of shark attacks are incredibly small. The shark attack file, from the museum as aforementioned, has done the math and the odds of getting killed by a shark are about 1 in 264 million. Getting attacked by an alligator is 3 times more likely if you live in Texas. You should be more concerned about dying from a bee sting, because 50 to 100 people die worldwide from that. And sharks are no match for the killer peanut. About 100 people worldwide die annually of allergic reactions to eating peanuts. So in that vein, if you have plans, go swim. Judging by the odds, nothing is going to happen. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I was just down there yesterday, as a matter of fact, and Dave is always looking for something. So if you have got heirloom stuff laying around the house that was maybe grandma or grandpa's and you don't know what it is, or a coin collection that may be worth a fortune or nothing, he'll take a look at it for free. Tell you if it actually is worth having it looked at seriously, where maybe you can make a little coin. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or you can find them on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's just down from the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.